Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Monday, Monday.
Just another manic Monday.
Hello, campers. Remember, Monday is malaria day. That's why it's time to take that big orange pill and get ready for the Ho Chi Minh two-step.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Good morning, one and all. Good morning, Super Don, and good afternoon for those of you on the East Coast. I certainly wanted to start off today's show talking about the Ron Paul victories in both Nevada and Maine, and we will get to it should the world continue after segment one. But the seriousness with which the health ranger, Mike Adams, is covering the Fukushima Reactor 4 issue compels us also to open the show talking about the radiation dangers and what to do about it, covering the story at naturalnews.com. You can check it out. Linked up as well at robertscottbell.com. Super Don, we have covered this since the beginning, since this happened, the Fukushima issue. And we have done, I don't know how many hours, many hours now, on radiation issues, how to combat it, how to diffuse it, how to detoxify from it. So it's not like we need to rehash a lot of things, except to remind all of our new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show that we have those hours available, thanks to the Health Ranger, for download, free MP3 download available to you at any point in time should you want to learn about the things, including our discussion with Dr. John Apsley, of course, Dr. Bitar, Dr. Frank King. We have also discussed this extensively with Dr. Teresa Dale. And I've covered, in fact, right now I'm going to do something I wish everybody would be doing right now, and that is take a quick spray of the King Bio EMF Detox. Hear that? And that's something I recommend everybody, just from the electromagnetic field disruptions that we're all surrounded by, especially here in the media, on radio, and all the technology we're surrounded by, everybody on a computer listening, iPod, iPad, you're in your car. That is something we need to do. But the added benefit of doing that is it also addresses the radiational exposures, those issues that are so critical to us all right now, with the background levels definitely rising. So, Super Don, you got your EMF detox that I sent you, right?
I do, as a matter of fact, yes.
Good. Well, I just want to make sure you're taking it, and I'll remind everybody to call up King Bio, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, and also go to kingbio.com. You can get the EMF detox. That's the simplest thing you can do on top of all the other things. So before we go into reminding you of some other things, let's just go right to the story here, shall we? Fukushima reactor number 4, vulnerable to catastrophic collapse, could unleash 85 times cesium-137 radiation of Chernobyl, human civilization on the brink. Now, people don't like Mondays for a reason. This is one of those reasons. Like, oh, Robert, why do you have to do that? Now, I'm not going to spend the whole show on it because Mike Adams is doing some special recordings today that should be out today, tomorrow, etc. So for now, I want you to go back and re-listen to those things, especially what Dr. Apsley has covered, a lot of this about the increased infant mortality that actually was evidenced after the initial phases of Fukushima up in the Pacific Northwest and in Western Canada. So we already know this is a very real thing. But in this case, it is an alarming situation because these above the ground in the water fuel rods, one little earthquake, tsunami or something could send what they said 85 times the cesium-137 that was released in Chernobyl. And of course, we talk with Dr. Dale extensively because she survived the Chernobyl. She was affected significantly by Chernobyl and had to come up with ways and strategies, including homeopathy, to counteract it.
You know, Robert, it's interesting. While you were talking about this, I thought I ought to Google the news and see who else is talking about this, because I figure somebody should be talking about this. You'd think this is something Drudge would cover, Fox News would cover, CNN, some, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of news outlets out there. Somebody should be covering this dangerous situation. And I'm looking here, and I'm not seeing a single news outlet that's saying anything about this situation.
The Google News has nothing coming up.
Nothing. I mean, none of the major, USA Today, nothing. You know, CNN, nothing. I mean, even the newspapers, absolutely nothing. The only thing I've seen here is how they're going to shut down some reactor, and they might have some power shortages. But it seems to me that there should be something here about radiation, but I'm not seeing anything at all.
You see, that's where the people that follow the old media look at the Robert Scott Bell Show and Mike Adams and even Alex Jones and say, see, they're making it up, because if it was real, it would be covered in the old media.
That's right. Exactly. They're not talking about it, so how could it be true? Right?
But that is the point, though. How many times have we covered a story that ended up being covered in the old media after the fact, and we were the first on the scene? So what Mike Adams is raising is not anything that we haven't raised here, but we're all in alignment here to say, hey, this is serious. You pay attention to this. We do not hope for the worst. Never do we do that. But we have to prepare with the possibility that a disaster of this magnitude could occur instead of being caught. And I realize some people go, well, it's beyond what I can deal with, and I'm just going to have to, you know, let the chips fall where they may. That's,
I mean,
your freedom,
this,
to do.
You wouldn't you think that the Japan Times would have something about this?
Well, especially since
it's not even on there.
But look, there are quotes in the Mike Adams article here where it says the fate of the world now rests on reactor number 4. Listen to this quote from Mitsuhi Murata, former Japanese ambassador to Switzerland and Senegal, executive director of the Japan Society for Global Systems and Ethics. I mean, this is not some kind of guy on the street corner selling newspapers. This is a guy that's got some influence out there. And he says, it is no exaggeration to say that the fate of Japan and the whole world depends on number 4 reactor. Now, and he says it like we said, Mr. Murata's stunning statement should be front page news everywhere around the world, because if there's even a minor earthquake, that could set off a chain reaction event that could lead to...
That's no small statement.
No.
I mean, you could say, oh, well, you know, there's a possibility of a disaster. But when you use words like the fate of Japan and the whole world, that sounds like a doomsday machine or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very bold statement to make.
Well, and then we're quoting here Mr. Robert Alvarez, former senior policy advisor to the secretary and deputy assistant secretary for national security and the environment at the U.S. Department of Energy, because they've said this is a national security issue here. Why is that not? Why is Obama saying nothing on that? The number 4 pool is about 100 feet above the ground, is structurally damaged and exposed to the open elements. If an earthquake or other event were to cause this pool to drain, this could result in a catastrophic radiological fire involving nearly 10 times the amount of cesium-137 released by Chernobyl. So 10 to 85 times, depending on who you ask.
10 times.
Yeah.
10 times Chernobyl.
Yeah. And so this is something that is not a minor league event. This is a major league event. And there are some other facts here I want to get to as well. By the way, this is obviously not the only story we're going to cover, because, as I said, the Health Ranger is going to be covering it extensively through Natural News. And we've got a lot of things to talk about. If the world is going to continue on, we've got to act as if at the same time we prepare for the worst. To better understand the severity of the situation, these are some facts we want to let you know right out of the article at Natural News about Fukushima Reactor number 4. Reactor 4 contains 1,535 spent fuel rods, which remain highly radioactive. These fuel rods currently hold the potential to emit 37 million curies of radiation. Those fuel rods are stored in a concrete pool. Again, we've talked about 100 feet up. Pool holding these fuel rods damaged. If an earthquake were to occur, the drain could happen, and of course, it's devastating. We've already covered that. Infrastructure to safely remove this material was destroyed, as it was at the other 3 reactors. Just 50 meters from this number 4, a much larger pool of spent fuel rods contains an additional 6,000-plus rods, all of which remain highly radioactive. And all of these fuel rods are astonishingly exposed to the open air. They are not held in any containment vessel. What does that tell you? Continual amounts of exposure, albeit, let's just say, background levels, but increasing ways, where the Canadian, whatever their radiological detection group is, shut down their detection equipment. This is a while back we covered this. Total number of all the spent fuel rods at all 6 reactors, over 11,000. If reactor 4 suffers structural failure, 1,500-plus fuel rods, they would make it impossible for anybody to work on the site. Absolutely impossible. It's just devastating. It's not a great way to start a Monday, we recognize. But as I said, I'm urging you all to do some of the things. Now, I want to go through a few of those things, Super Don. Let's see if we can remember some of those things. For me, of course, I mentioned the EMF detox, because homeopathy is the simplest thing you can do. We've talked extensively about these methods. We've talked about the bentonite clay, the clay baths. We recently had John Apsley, Dr. Apsley, talk about this as well. We've talked about increasing your selenium levels. We've talked about increasing sea vegetation that is not contaminated from the Pacific Ocean to also counteract a lot of the increased radiation. In the homeopathy, of course, we talk about the iodine that is there in the form of homeopathy that we use, as the homeopathic iodine as well as the potassium iodide, which is caliiodatum, homeopathically also in the EMF detox. Now, if you have your potassium iodide pills, should there be an imminent threat of the form of iodine that is radioactive, that you could have immediately. We don't recommend that you utilize that until you know for certain there is an issue. But in the meantime, you can use homeopathy. And just so you know that this is not unlikely, it's not an exaggeration, tremors occur in Japan at least every 5 minutes. And every 5 minutes, Don.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, so here we've got this situation with this pool number 4. where an earthquake could cause this catastrophic situation that would release radiation 10 times as Chernobyl. And the facts are that a tremor occurs in Japan every 5 minutes. And each year, these are statistics straight from Reuters. Each year, there are up to 2,000 quakes that can be felt by people in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something we should be concerned about?
Yeah. Listen, we even talked about this with David Steinman, who's running for Congress in the Southern California district there, Hollywood left on Malibu Shores. You know, where are they in this? He was aware of it, and he says, look, we want to decommission the San Onofre and pull out because the free market would not support nuclear energy. But GE, General Electric, has not done much with the free market, as they have so much influence to government, and the money flows back and forth. You don't know where the government ends and GE begins. And so there are many thousands that have died so far, and you can actually, again, read this. There is a plea to the United Nations, and I'm in agreement with Mike Adams, and we're not fans of the UN, but at any point in time, if this organization can do one positive thing, we will acknowledge that, as we've seen with the global treaties against mercury. But our own country, our own government, still covering this up, as is much of the Japanese government. So check all that out online. Again, we've got loads of hours. If you go to naturalnewsradio.com, the Robert Scott Bell Show archives, I've thrown some key names at you: Dr. Bitar, Dr. King, Dr. Apsley, Dr. Carissa Dale. And we have done so much already, so you don't have to worry if we've missed anything already. We have not. But it adds to the sense of urgency now that if you haven't already taken steps, please do so now.
You know, maybe what we could do, Robert, and I could take a little time and put this together for people, is maybe I could grab all of those things and put those in one place where people could access those interviews that they did, just to have that just for informational purposes.
Sure. That's a good idea. We'll keep you abreast of that to try and make it as easy as possible for you to get plugged into all the different strategies we have for radiological threats, whether it be from Fukushima or San Onofre domestically or anywhere else. And these are good times to be prepared, not scared, although it is scary. We will acknowledge that. Super Don, we got to do some happy Monday news, right?
Boy, what a way to start off Monday.
What a bummer, dude. Gosh, way to buzzkill. My Monday is just done now, right?
Oh, no, it is not all doom and gloom. We've actually got some fantastic news from over the weekend for that champion of the Constitution, Ron Paul. He had some great victories.
Sure. So should Reactor 4 not collapse anytime soon? We certainly hope it doesn't. Then there is fantastic news for the future of liberty and health freedom, as well as ecological freedom, because we've got some news on the GMO front. Interesting things that are happening. Awareness, consciousness shifting. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we report on it before it's reportable, audible. That's what we do here.
Before it's news.
Especially on Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Bitar will be joining us a little later in the program. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. What did Ron Paul accomplish and his supporters accomplish in Nevada and Maine? Stand by. Shocking, wonderful news after the break. Turn me on
tonight. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world and a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Boy, don't you love the way that Mitt Romney has got this thing sewn up. That's right. The presumptive nominee did so well in Nevada. I mean, that's basically right next to Mormon country in Utah. And of course, up in Maine, which is right next to his former home state. I don't know if it's still his home state of what do they call it? Massachusetts, right? And yeah. He absolutely lost. Big time, the delegates. Poor Romney. What did we do, Romney? I'm not. What happened? How did he lose those two delegates? Swept in Nevada. How many did Romney get in Nevada?
22 out of 25. He swept every district except for one.
Wait, Romney got 22 out of 25?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, Ron Paul did.
Ron Paul. Wait a second. See, that's probably how the old media will report it. Hey, Romney won 22 out of 25. Wait, what? What is that? You said Ron Paul did that? What?
Well, if you say Ron Paul fast enough, it kind of sounds like Romney, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. And in Maine, where they, of course, said, you know, it's a kind of a libertarian type state, but he didn't win the popular so-called caucus. But what did Ron Paul do in Maine?
I believe he got 15 out of 15.
100%.
Yes. No, it was an absolutely awesome weekend. I was pretty much glued to the computer the entire time because on Daily Poll, of course, you know, we got to give a shout out to Daily Poll. If you want to know what's going on with Ron Paul, with what's going on with the campaign, there's no better source than Daily Poll to get that information. And turns out there was a guy in Nevada, his name is Mark Russell, or Marcus Russell. And this guy, get this, he had a Samsung Galaxy cell phone that was in a dock, and he attached this to the top of like a broomstick.
And I love this.
And I guess the original plan was he was just going to record Ron Paul's speech, but he decided to go ahead and just record the whole thing. And there were thousands of people that were watching this stream on Ustream.
Yes.
And it was like a reality show. It was like you were there and you just couldn't turn it off because it was really intense what was going on in the convention, because the Ron Paul people were on top of it and they were stopping everything dead in its tracks if it was something that was unfair or that needed to be changed. They stopped rules and bylaws and made amendments and made sure that they were accountable to everything that was going on, that that all of the delegates had credentials and that everything was counted fairly. So all the Ron Paul people that were there on the ground did a brilliant job of making sure that this thing was fair and square, and that there was no error or wiggle room for any kind of errors. So it was like – it was just the most amazing thing to sit there and watch it. And I swear, I started Saturday morning.
Yes.
And I ended, I think, Saturday night, like 11:30 at night. And I went to bed, and I got up at about 7 o'clock Sunday morning and was watching the whole thing until Sunday afternoon when it ended. And I'll tell you, it was worth it, because at the end when they read the results, it was just congressional district after congressional district, and it was just sweep, 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 and the crowd was just going nuts. It was the most awesome thing to watch.
Well, now you have an excuse for your bloodshot eyes, all right? So you're okay. we don't have to drug test.
I shaved.
Yeah, and you shaved. You're looking good, Don. Super Don, man. Look at on it all the way. And yesterday on the Robert Scott Bell Show through GCN, we also were covering this story. And the fact is, it was just amazing how bad the old media is portraying this. They utilized the term hijack. And I covered this yesterday on the show. It was the talking point of the Sunday news cycle. Hijack, hijack, hijack. When the reality is, no such hijacking occurred except for the Romney supporter in Nevada who was in Maine or Nevada. No, it was Maine, where Ginger Taylor, our friend, was there covering this and actually caught him on tape handing out a phony vote for these Ron Paul delegates ballot, right? Yeah, this is classic.
Dirty tricks.
Yeah.
Dirty tricks going in, not just in Nevada, but in Maine.
In Maine as well. Yeah, we've got the audio we're going to play for you as well. But the hijacking actually occurred, and we'll cover this a little later, in Connecticut as the governor. Why isn't this big news? The governor of Connecticut was hijacked by Monsanto. You think that'd be front page, but we'll get to that, the GMO issue in Connecticut. So good stuff happening, though. Yes, Ron Paul winning the delegates, and the Romney campaign is going to send in lawyers to try and defeat it. But the thing is, everybody's that's in the Ron Paul crowd right now, a lot of them were there 4 years ago when they were robbed because they didn't understand the rules. They were outruled because they didn't know, what, much less Robert's Rules of Order, but they didn't know the whole how everything was supposed to be run. This time, they know it so cold, they know it better than the old guard.
Oh yeah, and you can see all the Romney people that are in the crowd at these conventions are just irritated beyond belief, because the Ron Paul people have got it down this time around, and they are not messing around. And this is why you're seeing state after state after state. They know what they're doing. They're getting in there. They're playing the game, and they're coming out as victors in every situation almost.
Yeah, of course. Where's Bugs Bunny when you need him? You know, of course, you know this means war. Remember when he says that?
and it does. Yeah. I mean, it's so funny. On Sunday, Fox came out with an article. Mm-hmm. I mean, as this has all happened, Ron Paul has gotten the majority of delegates in Nevada. He's got the majority of delegates in Maine. Fox comes out with an article. The title of the article is Romney slowly but surely racking up GOP convention delegates. And I was thinking, you know what? They need to change that, because what it should say is Romney quickly and surely losing GOP convention delegates previously thought to be his, because that's honestly what's going on.
Yeah, well,
these delegates are just coming, you know, just Ron Paul is just hitting a grand slam in almost every convention up to this point.
Yeah, the excitement for Mitt Romney, which has never been there, is even less. If it could go down further, the deflating of the balloon that was already deflated. That's what we're seeing with the Romney campaign, and no amount of Viagra is going to save it. So we got some Ron Paul audio clips, too. I want to hear from him because he was out there speaking, I believe, at the Nevada convention. And I think it'd be good to throw in some, hey, what was going on the ground there? What were they listening to? Let's hear Ron Paul, the first clip right now.
Frustrated, after we, in 06, we lost control of the Congress, and then we lost the president 2 years ago. But in many ways, the people were trying to tell us a message, because they didn't think we were doing our job. You know, we had the House and the Senate and the presidency, and we expanded the size of the Department of Education. We expanded the role of the federal government in medicine. Deficits went up, and Republicans you know, for a lot of Republicans stayed at home anyway. We were punished in a way that we did lose control. Now, after getting the new president that we have today, evidently the people aren't too satisfied either with this president. And, of course, we have already recovered control of the House of Representatives, so that's, restored the confidence in the American people, because in many ways, that's what they're looking for. They want confidence in the Republican Party. They want confidence in the message of limited government and following the Constitution, and that is our job.
You know, but the old guard here, Super Don, is really aghast at the fact that those that are with Ron Paul this time around that have registered as Republican or are in the game to win it are not playing by the I won't say the rule book as it, because they are playing by the rules, but the script, right? The script.
Well, they're playing by the rules, and these are the rules that the old guard put in place.
That's right.
And the reason why they're so frustrated is because the Ron Paul people are playing by those rules, but those rules are now working in their favor. It's no different than when you hear somebody, I forget who was it, was it McCain, I think it was? Or no, it was Gingrich that was talking about the Fairness Doctrine, where he was saying, you know, back in the day, they were, you know, they were for the Fairness Doctrine because they wanted to try and squash the liberal media, but now they're against the Fairness Doctrine because they don't want it to limit their speech. And
right.
It's the same thing. The old guard puts those rules in place because it worked for them at the time, but now that the rules are being played, the Ron Paul people are crossing all the T's and dotting the I's on this situation. Now they're irritated about the fact that the rules are benefiting the Ron Paul people, and now they want to change the rules.
Well, it's obvious, as it has been to us for a long time, that the party has no principle, the old guard, so to speak. The people with principle are the Ron Paul crowd coming in and basically saying, we believe in limited government, small government, constrained government, constitutional government. But that is not what the old guard Republican or pseudo-conservatives like, as Gingrich admitted. It's like you just said, right? We used to be for the Fairness Doctrine when we wanted to shut down their speech. But when it's out, no, we can't have that instead of free speech for everybody. Now, right. this is also coming back to the corporate rulership. And yesterday's program, Don, I tell you what, I am seeing a massive awakening among both the left and the right to some degree, where they're getting disillusioned with both parties and disillusioned with the entire government process. And in terms of the genetically modified organisms in Monsanto, now they're going to see how the dirty pool is played when the corporations own government, not only at the federal level, but the state and local level as well. So we'll get into that some more. But we do have another Ron Paul clip here. I'm curious because I haven't been able to get the time you had over the weekend to see this as I traveled up to Chicago to speak at a conference back now here to kick off Advanced Medicine Monday. This is Advanced Political Medicine right now as we're talking about the Ron Paul victories in Nevada and Maine.
A lot of people ask me about the rallies that we get. We've just had 3 or 4 days here in California, and we have also and traveled around the country. And the rallies are continuing to grow. We get between 3 and 6, sometimes 8,000 people out. And the media asks me constantly, they say, why are the young people interested? Why do they care? What are you saying differently? And for the most part, a lot of them say to me, we know you're telling the truth. We trust what you're saying. You're leveling with us, and you're telling us what we have to do. And young people don't like the idea of perpetual war. They're inheriting this. They're inheriting the debt. They're graduating from college. They have the biggest debt ever, bigger than credit card debt. And then they're not being able to get jobs, so they have a reason to be very, very frustrated with the whole issue. But the young people are sick and tired of the fact that when the crisis hit, there were a lot of bailouts. But the homeowner wasn't bailed out. But the wealthy got bailed out. Wall Street got bailed out. And they don't like that either. And I don't think the Republican Party, for bailing out Wall Street, should be taking care of the people.
Did you hear what they did in Iceland over the weekend? I think recently they actually forgave the mortgage debt of everybody in Iceland. Just said wrote it off. And their economy is just kicking some serious butt. And this is something, I'm not saying this is what needs to be done here, but I'm telling you, the debts, the mortgages, they're all phony. The student loan debt, all phony. All of it is absolutely phony based on Federal Reserve creating credit money, so to speak, out of thin air to enslave the population. Eventually, there will be a revolt. Now, it could be peaceful like in Iceland, or it could be violent like in some other territories around the world, as we're going to see the violence increase in Europe, the Eurozone, Greece, etc., Italy, Spain, when they realize how bad they've been enslaved to this money system, so-called the Federal Reserve System, the creature from Jekyll Island. Oh, man, what an exciting time we live in. You know, we could either be destroyed outright by Fukushima, or we could be on the verge of a new republic, a new revelation of people that love liberty. It's a schizophrenic Monday. It's just another manic Monday, perhaps.
Get yourself together, Robert.
Come on. Let's take a break. I'm going to take some gelsemium, homeopathic yellow jasmine. All right. And we'll continue with our discussion of Ron Paul victories in Maine and in Nevada. Also, Ginger Taylor caught them red-handed in Maine. What were they trying to do to deceive the Ron Paul voters there? Stand by.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott. He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We continue now with the happy Monday news of Ron Paul's victory. Delegate victories crushing Romney. Oh, my gosh. It will be an incredibly interesting Tampa National Convention. We have been covering this from the beginning, and we knew it isn't over until it's over, and Yogi Berra has not begun to sing. So we're still ongoing and seeing some exciting things happening out there in the political world, political healing, and of course, who's setting the stage for political healing more than Ron Paul? I don't know at this point. We do acknowledge Gary Johnson just got nominated to be the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, much like my dear friend Michael Bednarik did in 2004. So we'll see if we can get him on here as well. So just so you know, we're going to be covering any presidential candidate that wants to come on the air here. We'll talk to you, even Roseanne Barr. We've done that. We will continue to do so. But the happy news here is Ron Paul is rocking it, and we're going to hear him right now.
We have to portray as Republicans is not more of the same. We cannot win or we cannot change the country if our goal is to maintain the status quo. The status quo is what this new generation is very upset about. The status quo has been, no matter whom we elect, it seems to stay the same. The wars stay the same. The Federal Reserve stay the same. They want people to challenge this, challenge the status quo, challenge the bailout, and challenge the Federal Reserve system as well.
Yes, and the Federal Reserve.
Well, there it is. The economy is going to be it. And, of course, it's only looking worse under Obama. How long can the leftist pundits keep blaming George W. Bush, who we were no fans of here on the show? And we're recognizing the reality, and more people are waking up to the money system, how it's rigged against. And I'm still waiting for some of our friends on the left to recognize that 1% versus the 99% isn't about liberals versus conservatives. It's about the money masters, the money changers, and everyone else. So it ain't Wall Street. Wall Street's just doing what they're given the leash to do by the Federal Reserve System, thanks to the Congress that abrogated its authority to coin money and regulate the value thereof by passing the unconstitutional Federal Reserve Act of 1913. 100 years on, will it be time to end the Fed finally? We'll find out. But there's more from Ron Paul in Nevada.
The liberal side, those other economists claim that the answer to too much spending and too much debt and too much printed money, the answer is the government has to spend more money, print more money, write more regulations, tax the people. It won't work. That is the status quo, and that's the way it's been for a long time. And believe me, economically and politically, it won't last, and that is the reason it's crucial that we get a message out to the Republican Party that what we need is the limitation of government power, limitation of spending, the curtailing of the government intrusion on our personal lives, the curtailing of our government in our economic lives. If we get that message out, then the next thing is we have to convince the people we're serious, because there's a lot of skepticism out there. There's a lot of frustration. Some states now, the most numerous body of political people are independents. And you can't win an election without independents, and you ought to be able to nibble away at the Democratic votes as well.
See, that's the point that the establishment Republicans don't want to acknowledge, that without the independents and Democrats that are coming over to support Ron Paul, in addition to many Republicans, it's toast. There's no opportunity.
Well, you know, it's been that way for a long time. Yeah. I mean, it's common knowledge that you cannot win an election without the independents. Now, the last time around, Obama got a large number of the independents. Unfortunately, it's because he duped them. You know, he has smoke and mirrors, Greek columns, hope and change. You know, it was the cool chic thing to do was to support Obama and slap the bumper sticker cool on the back of your car. Yes. But, you know, this time around, obviously people have woken up. They got took. I mean, most people have wiped all of the adhesive from their bumper sticker off the back of their car because they don't want anybody to know that it was on there to begin with. And now here's, you know, a situation where they don't like Romney, and yet Romney, the old guard that we were talking about, think that they somehow are going to court the independents by throwing the same BS at them that they've thrown at them all along.
Not
and
happening.
It's not going to work. People are not. They're just awake. There's so much awareness at this point that I have not seen for many, many years. It's an exciting time to be a part of a political campaign and an election year to see this type of excitement, this type of motivation, and to see finally. I mean, how long have we been supporting Ron Paul, Robert? I mean, it's been years and years.
Yes.
Yes, and we've seen what's happened every time that he's run. It was, you know, what were we saying? We're like, oh man, I would just wish, you know, that people, you know, that they got it right and they got in there and they would have done this and would have done that, because, you know, we were still, I guess, kind of a little bit naive, you know, as far as how to compete with the big guys out there and against the machine and against the GOP establishment. And this time around, it's a completely different story. And as you can see with what Ron Paul's talking about, he's talking about how people, they're tired. They're tired of the status quo. They don't trust the politicians. And it's just – I don't even know how – sometimes I'm speechless trying to sit here and describe how exciting it is to see this going on, especially now when we see what's going on in Iowa and Minnesota and Maine and Nevada. You know, at one point – people were going, man, I don't think he's going to win, but I'm going to support him anyway. But a lot of people now are suddenly looking at this and going, you know what? I think he can win. And we're starting to see a shift now as far as the energy and everything that people are having about what's going on with Ron Paul.
All right, one more clip from Ron Paul to wrap this segment up.
We have been living in, as a country, with bankruptcy of ideas. We have been lulled to sleep into the Keynesian thought of believing that you can print money and spend money and deficits don't matter. So the real bankruptcy is the bankruptcy of ideas. The bankruptcy where we are not defending our property rights, we're not defending contract rights, we're not defending sound currencies, we're not defending the Constitution like we should. We have a bankruptcy of ideas. And once we find out that ideas do have consequences, for the last 100 years we've had a lot of bad ideas having bad consequences. It's time for us to renew our faith and confidence in the good ideas that were given us by the founders in the Constitution. Under those conditions, those good ideas are going to have good consequences. That's what should bring us all together and join in making this country a much better country.
Very nice. There goes Ron Paul in Nevada, and he's climbing the charts. And you know what's different, as you said, the naivete perhaps of the political process that's changing here. And now the old guard is screaming and crying and complaining of being hijacked by their own rules, in fact. We are now seeing not only that, because they're not winning under the rules that they wrote, I'm talking about the Romney and the establishment, etc., they are now resorting to the cheating and the lying and the stealing and the subterfuge that we always knew they were capable of doing, but now they're being found out in real time. How, you say? We're going to come right back from this break and let you listen to how they're being nailed. Our friend Ginger Taylor is going to be front and center in this revelation, and we've got all of these things linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com here on Advanced Political Monday. Rashid, Dr. Bitar is going to be up with us a little later in the next hour, and we've got lots more healing to go, so stand by.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world and a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
On the one hand, the world could end tomorrow because of Fukushima. We recognize that, brought it up right away, and Mike Adams, Health Rangers, covered it. On the other hand, if it continues into tomorrow and beyond, we better darn do something about this enslaved state and system we are under, based on the economics, the bankrupt economics of John Maynard Keynes and all of the Democrats and Republicans that follow in those bankrupt footsteps, so to speak. That is why we're covering the happy good news from Maine and Nevada this week, kicking it off. It happened over the weekend with Ron Paul smashing victories. 100% of the delegates coming out of Maine, almost that many in Nevada. Very exciting. But now we're also revealing to you the nasty ways and the ugly ways. Now, no one says politics is a pretty sport. It's an ugly sport. It's rife with a lot of corruption, but not every day is that corruption caught in real time. And we have a friend, Ginger Taylor. She's working also with the autism community. We're going to see her at Autism One in Chicago, Lombard, Illinois, May 23rd through the 27th, coming up in a few weeks. And Robert Scott Bell will be there, along with Dr. Andrew Wakefield and loads of other amazing folks on the autism spectrum front. And we'll be there broadcasting as well as recording lots of guests. But we have got audio clips direct. She was actually videotaping this on her phone, I believe it was, Super Don. Was she using her phone?
Yes, I believe she was. And this is something as I was watching things unfold in Nevada on Ustream, that not only did this take place in Maine, but it also happened in Nevada. This is a tactic that the Romney people, what they did was they took one of their people, disguised them as a Ron Paul supporter. You know, they've got Ron Paul, hey, I love Ron Paul. And what they did is they went around and they were handing out fake ballots to people as if it was the slate that the Ron Paul supporters should vote for as far as delegates go. They got nabbed in Nevada, and Ginger Taylor brilliantly had the foresight to turn her phone on and actually caught this guy red-handed. And she actually put a YouTube video together and explained what happened.
Well, we've got the link, but let's hear some of the audio.
When we returned from lunch, this was circulating on the floor. The same printed materials as the original Ron Paul slate. It starts out the same, all the same everything, except these names are not the same. Obviously, a pretty transparent attempt to split the Ron Paul vote for delegates.
So you can see visually in the YouTube that it looks identical, except after the first name, they're all different names. So it's like if you're not looking carefully, you'll just fall for it and start saying, okay, these are the guys and gals I'm going to nominate or vote for.
Yeah, and there's no way that anybody can defend this, because if you look at the two pieces of paper, they're almost identical. The way that the formatting is, the font, the size, everything's the same, except on one sheet, it's got all of the actual Ron Paul delegates. On the other sheet, it's got a bunch of different names. And this guy was walking around handing these out, pretending to be a Ron Paul supporter in order to try and fool people.
Additionally, after lunch, there was a man walking around handing out these. The Grassroots Liberty Slate, We the People, the only vote for the true constitutional conservatives, vote liberty-loving delegates, you know, and Linda Bean, James Bell, Mark Willis, people who are well-known Ron Paul supporters are on this list. Very much looks like a Ron Paul list. However, none of these people have were on the Ron Paul endorsed list. And the interesting thing for me is that I'm on the list, even though I never agreed to run as a delegate to the National Convention.
How interesting. So what the strategy was here, and Ginger was on that secondary list when she knows for a fact, because it is her, I was not on the nominating list. So you know this is somebody making up, going, okay, these are people that are Ron Paul supporters. Maybe people won't know the difference. And if we get them to nominate, they're not even on the nomination list. This will fall into our favor. We'll get our Romney slate in there. Pretty sneaky, sis.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that because this tactic had been put in place, there were actually people, and this is in the video, people want to go and see this, but we don't have the clip for that, but they actually got nominated. And so these people had to go up to the microphone and withdraw their nomination because they were not supposed to be nominated as delegates. So they actually went to the trouble of and not only printing out this fake ballot and this fake slate, but even went as far as to actually nominate the people on the fake slate to try and delay the situation and cause confusion. It was just... I mean, talk about dirty tricks.
Yeah.
I mean, this is absolutely crazy.
And even Ginger Taylor had to go up there and spend 15 extra minutes, and they kept adding that on. And so it was going well along into the day. They were supposed to be done at noon. They're at 4:30 in the afternoon. It's crazy. So here comes Ginger Taylor. Right. One final clip here.
This is the guy with the fake slate. With Ron Paul supporters. He's making a site with Ron Paul supporters to divide our vote. This is...
Now he's walking over to a cop.
Yeah, they're tracking him down.
Because he's being deceptive. He has a slate with people on our campaign to divide our vote. So we just don't want him to trick any other Ron Paul supporters. It's public.
You've got to understand.
You hear him saying, I don't authorize this video. Basically what happened there is Ginger and the others, they find the guy that's handing out these phony slips of paper. And they start questioning him, and he's running away, like with his head down. I don't want to talk to
and
you.
And the look on his face is priceless. The guy's just like, oh crap.
Yeah, I'm busted.
Runs over to a cop, and he's just like, I'm not giving these guys permission to take my video.
Please,
well, you know
help
what?
Me.
If you're gonna pretend you're a Ron Paul supporter, and you're gonna hand out a supposed fake Ron Paul piece of paper, then you know if you're truly not a Ron Paul supporter, then why would you be running away from the real Ron Paul supporters when they're trying to get you on video?
Oh,
the guy's a crook.
You'd be embracing. You'd be, hey, look, we got all the ballots. No, but I mean, it was clearly. You'd say a criminal act. Of course, I don't know how high it goes up on the ladder of misdemeanors or felonies. But the point is, it's deception. And it's the, you know, they talk about the Obama deception. Well, this is the Romney deception. And, of course, with the NDAA, with all of the executive orders establishing ownership and control of all resources, natural resources, food resources, medical resources, energy resources that Obama executive ordered into existence recently, do you think Romney's going to do anything about that? Has he said one thing about that? A fraction of one thing
Romney,
about that.
Romney Nothing. Would just say that I did not tell this guy to do this, and I cannot control what people do, and he didn't do it on my behalf or in my name.
No, but the bigger issue is what Obama has done. With the executive orders to establish control and ownership of every aspect of American life under a declared emergency, no matter what, how little it is. My point here is Romney has said nothing. He will say nothing. He is a Goldman Sachs candidate. If you think that Romney's going to do anything different, it's going to be any better than Obama, those arguments are going to fall on deaf ears here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is a place where we do not take anything less than liberty, constitutionally limited government, and we know when we are being deceived. Do we not, Super Don?
Yes. Not, you know, Robert, quit being one of those conspiracy theory tinfoil hat people. What's wrong with you?
My foil hat is made of silver. Thank you very much. Not
oh,
tin.
Okay. All right. I was just playing devil's advocate.
Of course. Well, we got it going on. You're supposed to try and deceive me. But no, we will not be deceived here. We won't be fooled again. It is time to wake up and see it. As long as we're not going to be fried by radiation from Fukushima, we don't know. But in the meantime, go back, listen. All those hours, Super Don's going to put them together, and pay attention at robertscottbell.com. We'll let you know when all of those things are together for easy download for you. And in the meantime, waking you up on all levels, physiological, emotional, mental, economic, political, even spiritual. Oh my gosh, yes. This is Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be coming right back with some more powerful healing like nowhere else in media with Dr. Rashid Batar. Always a rocking and rolling experience. I'm looking forward to that. Stand by. And in the meantime, remember this. While I'm taking a breather, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We haven't followed the Constitution, and that's what we ought to be doing. The system that we have today is ripping off the middle class and the poor. Can you imagine how great a nation we'd have if we didn't have the Federal Reserve System printing all this money?
Wrong Paul!
Save our constitutional rights!
Wrong Paul!
We're not gonna give up the fight!
Wrong Paul!
Start a revolution! Break down, break down, break down, break!
Wrong Paul!
Save our constitutional rights!
Wrong Paul!
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
You
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Boy, we got lots to talk about with Dr. Bittar today. Advanced Medicine Monday happening. Dr. Bittar, is always glad to have you here.
Always good to be here, Robert.
I tell you what, last hour we were covering some amazing stories on Ron Paul winning Nevada and winning Maine outright. And all the crying in the old media and the Romney campaign, also the illicit activities to try and deceive people. It's amazing how these deceptions are being found out in real time now. It's not even waiting months or even years or decades. It's like literally the minute something is happening, coming out with a fake ballot for Ron Paul, and it's up on Ustream and YouTube within a minute. It's amazing.
Yeah, the thing that I found so intriguing was that even though the popular media is not giving any attention, it seems like there's an inverse correlation between the amount of attention that Ron Paul's getting from the public, because his events are sold out with multiple thousands of people, and Romney's, they're lucky if they're breaking 250, 300 people. But yet, even though with the popular media not covering it, it seems like there's more and more awareness. It's almost as if the more that they shunt him, the media shuns Ron Paul, the more popular he's becoming among the average lay people. So it is a interesting phenomenon to witness, and I'm glad that it's happening. Let's see, it's going to be interesting what happens in November, I guess.
Oh, for sure. August is going to be the biggest thing. Prior to that, in the Republican National Convention in Tampa, it's not going according to script, and that's for sure, and it's fun to watch. But the more the old media, as you said, ignores it, the more obvious the deception becomes. In fact, yesterday I was talking to a couple of gals with Right to Know Connecticut all about the GMO labeling bill that was sailing through bipartisan support in Connecticut, and last minute the governor pulled the labeling provision out of the bill, saying that, oh my gosh, Monsanto might sue us for depriving them of their constitutional rights. So I'm like, you mean Monsanto has constitutional rights? What might those be? And they actually had the gall to say, yeah, the right not to tell you that their product is in the food that you're eating.
Yeah. You know, it's absurd. You'd think that the truth in labeling and the Federal Trade Commission's mandate, which is to make sure that labels are properly indicating what's contained within the product that you're consuming, or the product that you're using, or the service that you're utilizing, and they're giving more rights to the people that are trying to deceive the public than they are to the public that has a right to know if they are being deceived.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you talk about everything upside down and inside out. In fact, yesterday also I talked to Stephen Pedigo, who's got a product that mediates all of the oil spill disaster, like in the Gulf, through bacterial means. So it completely neutralizes it, converts it to carbon dioxide and water. And proven technology, but the EPA refuses to allow it to be done and insists that you must use Corexit, which they're still spilling down there, using down there. Corexit was evidently produced by ExxonMobil. And in fact, even BP has a stake in the company now that produces Corexit. And there's laws against benefiting from the disasters that you create. But the EPA is saying, nope, that's the only thing they can use. So all of the fines that the government collected from ExxonMobil back in Valdez, or BP from the Gulf oil spill, are being won back in profits for using Corexit to correct it. But it's really contaminating the waters of the Gulf even more.
This is the type of stuff that the entire purpose of journalism is there to expose the truth, and yet it's not happening. And I guess that's the reason that the shows are getting the Robert Scott Bell Show and mm-hmm. all the different components, and even our medical rewind is getting more and more popular. So
yes,
I guess we have that to be grateful for.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's the First Amendment. It's the free press, the last vestige. But that's also why SOPA and all of these internet suppression laws are trying to be passed by the Obama administration, because they recognize the greatest danger that they're facing is a free press, a press that would actually report and not follow the script like CNN, Fox, CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, all of these things that just do whatever they're told. We're not on their payroll, so we're not interested in following their party line. In fact, the two gals from Connecticut were interesting because they said, we finally see that the government means by which we would normally go through the legislation is utterly useless. So that mm-hmm. means the people are waking up here in 2012 to recognize there are more efficient means by which we can make change.
Well, and that's the entire platform of Ron Paul anyway. That we, you know, reduce the size of the government and increase the voice of the people. And I think that it was only a matter of time. It's happening now. But as you said, August, and then, of course, November, it'll be an exciting election to watch. In fact, probably, maybe because I'm getting older, but I think it's going to be the most exciting election that I can remember in my lifetime, at least.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And especially, as we say, the left and the right that have been pitted against each other, which really have a lot more in common than they have apart. But
it's all an illusion.
Yes.
Robert. I mean, there's no difference between them.
Yeah. The divided illusion that has been played. They've been played all of us for fools at one point in our life until we wake up. More people waking up, as I see from the right and left, seeing that the government is the problem, just as we were warned. And that even though you want to protect people, the recognition is the EPA is not protecting the people. They're protecting the ExxonMobils of the world. The FDA is not protecting the people. They're protecting the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And we can go on and on down to the state level, USDA, where they attacked a bee farmer, one of the most knowledgeable men about the bald eagle, for instance. He's an expert in that realm, but also a beekeeper. He did 15 years of research to show that Monsanto's products, including their Roundup, is at least partially, if not wholly, responsible for the colony collapse disorder. And they stole his bees and they shut it down. He doesn't even know where any of this is. All of his work is gone.
Well, this is the beauty of what's happening, that at a certain point you can slap a person down so far, but if they want to survive, they're either going to just collapse and they're going to be annihilated, or they're going to, at a certain point, if they want to survive, stand up and rise and make their voice heard. And I think that's the point that we're in. So you're exactly right that every one of these organizations, each one of these governmental agencies that were appointed to ensure our best interests and our safety, they've miserably failed. They are obsolete, and they know that they're obsolete, and that's what they're most scared of, because if it comes to light how miserably they've failed in their mission, then there will be an uprising. And the most prevalent of these, of all the things that you mentioned, the one that will really invoke the passion within people to rise and to possibly rise in a violent way, is the vaccine issue, because mm-hmm. their children have suffered. And,
right,
you know,
you can
pretty much mess with anything that a man owns, property, you know, whatever it is, but you start messing with somebody's
kids.
Children,
yeah.
I think that's where most humans will draw the line.
Yeah, it's stunning what is coming out. In fact, there's another article by SaneVax, and I want you to comment on it. We can talk about it this hour as well, where the question is, do vaccine-preventable diseases even exist? And they're positing the unimaginable, things that you and I have covered for a long time. That doctors, in fact, change the names of diseases when vaccines do not work, so they don't admit that the vaccines don't work. Smallpox, gone. Oh, we just renamed it. Ooh, don't tell anybody. Polio, gone. Oh, not really. We've just renamed it.
What do you mean renamed polio and smallpox? Give me an example, because I'm not aware of this.
Well, this is the manifestations are similar as far as the pox outbreak. You know, talking about the vaccinia virus, for instance, and they basically have now evidence to say that in certain areas. Let me read this. It appears that they could be right about this saying. 47,500 children became paralyzed after polio vaccinations in India in 2011. According to this Dr. Jacob, a member of the National Technical Advisory Group on Immunization and of the Working Group on the Food and Drug Regulation in 2011, after receiving the polio vaccination, an additional 47,500 kids were newly paralyzed, over and above the standard rate of 2 children per 100,000 of non-polio AFP, acute flaccid paralysis. So what basically, they redefined polio as non-polio AFP, acute flaccid paralysis. And that's validated here and referenced. So that's one example of renaming polio after the only cases are happening in vaccinated populations.
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying. They've got all sorts of different types of diagnoses for different conditions that can be all paralleled into one category. But my philosophy has always been that when you have a medical diagnosis that has more than three words, like idiopathic demyelinating polyneuropathy,
yes,
as soon as you have more than three words, it basically means that they don't know what the hell's going on. You know, doctors don't know, medicine doesn't know, so they just come up with these. In fact, in that particular example that I just used, the first word is idiopathic, meaning that they don't know what it is.
Yes.
So it's an interesting phenomenon where you change the lingo and confuse the public. In fact, we're the only profession, the medical profession is the only profession that has a vocabulary with specific words that no other profession recognizes or understands. So if I said the word iatrogenic, and I think we covered this about a year ago on the show, Robert,
yes,
the word iatrogenic, for example, means doctor-induced. Yet if you say doctor-induced, this is a problem that's caused because I prescribed you this drug, patients would be appalled and disgruntled and upset and complain to the medical boards and go find another doctor. So instead, we have a terminology that we use specific to attribute something that we, the physician, caused, and we call it iatrogenic. So now when we say, well, this is an iatrogenic cause, the patient looks at you like, oh my God, you know, they think it's some type of a disease process. They have no idea that means that I caused this problem by giving you this
but
drug.
It doesn't sound as good when your doctor says, I'm so sorry, I caused that disease. You're like, what? I think I'll leave now, but iatrogenic.
Exactly. And if you use the word iatrogenic, now it suddenly sounds like the doctor knows so much more than me, the layperson, knows, and so I'm more ingratiated to the doctor and thankful that he knows that this is an iatrogenic problem, whatever the hell iatrogenic means, I don't know, but I'm so thankful that the doctor knew that.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, this is coming out now at a time when record numbers and percentages of people here, at least in the West and around the world, are questioning the basis of vaccination altogether. Now, you mentioned the so-called three-letter thing. You know, people joke with me about my name, Robert Scott Bell. You sound like you must be an assassin, like Lee Harvey Oswald, right? All three. But but you're right. When you see three words here, acute flaccid paralysis, you're like, oh, okay. So it's not polio? No. It's acute flaccid paralysis. Well, what are the symptoms of acute flaccid paralysis? Well, they're identical to polio, but they're not polio. How do you know they're not polio? Well, we don't know, but we're calling it this. Okay, leave me alone. And of course, shoo you out the door. But this was published in the British Medical Journal. So now the word is getting out even within the medical profession. And it is causing great consternation. I just read recently that Paul Offit was confronted at a recent presentation he gave at a university by some people that have been following him for many years. And they're not letting him out or off easily. And he basically let loose a tirade, dropping F-bombs at this guy, sounding also scientific, because now he's being called out on all the lies and conflicts of interest that he's had for the vaccine industry.
Were these people within the industry itself?
Yeah, some with and some without, but mostly the parents now that have taken the time to become very learned. Some have gotten doctorates and masters, et cetera. Others are just so well-versed because of the research, because of the, you know, their own children damage, that they can speak on the level that a Paul Offit pretends he only can speak on. So now he can't run and hide. So this is pretty neat that karmic loop's coming back on him.
It is, and very much so.
Well, listen, let's take a break here. We're going to come back with some more advanced medicine with Dr. Rashi Bitar here, as well to cover more on the vaccine issue, the whooping cough vaccine. Should it now be called the whoopsing cough vaccine? We're going to tell you that after this break.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, Ph.D., founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
There is an emergency. Where in Washington State? It looks like the whooping cough is on the rise. So what is it going to be for Washington State government? What will they do to save the population? Well, Washington Governor Chris Gregory is tapping into emergency funds to help contain a whooping cough epidemic. But how is he doing it? He's got $90,000 of taxpayer money of Washington, and he's going to unleash it on whooping cough. Or is he? Evidently, Dr. Bitar, what they're going to use that money for is to raise awareness for the whooping cough vaccine. What is this?
You know, it's amazing that they couldn't take one-third of that money and just increase the awareness of washing hands and making sure that in the daycare centers and in the elementary schools and kindergartens that they promote the idea of children keeping their hands out of their mouths and washing their hands before they eat. Mm-hmm. Do you know that for my son who's in first grade,
yeah,
we had to get special permission for him to be able to wash his hands before he eats because he's in a private school. They said, well, we provide the hand sanitizers,
right,
when they come in from the playground. And we said, well, we don't want him to take the hand sanitizers. We want him to be allowed to go into the restroom and use soap and water to wash his hands. And we had to get special permission. I had to get involved and get the principal involved just to be able to do that because he was getting sick all the time. He's never had any vaccines, but he only gets sick because he picks up stuff from other kids. And, you know, since he's been doing that, his incidence of getting sick has – I mean, he just doesn't get sick now. He hasn't had a cold in probably 3 months, but pretty much every week he had some kind of a runny nose, mm-hmm. Stuffy, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just the simple little things. And whooping cough is just another upper respiratory type infection, and it's very predominantly passed on by either hand to mouth or hand to object, or hand to mouth, and then hand to object, and then object to the other person's hand and then back in their mouth. People think that this type of stuff is spread through the air. There are only three things that are spread through the air, and that's TB, Ebola, and I can't remember what the third one is, but there's only three things that are spread
through the air. I think lies from Obama.
Yeah, exactly. That's the third thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but when you sneeze or you cough, mm-hmm. you know, you have some of these conditions that people pick up. It's usually particulate matter. When you sneeze, there's particulate matter, microscopic particulate matter that lands on the table or in the chair that then the person comes and touches that chair or table or their mm-hmm. food lands on the table and they pick it up or whatever the case is, however it spreads, it's not through the air. It's actually through direct contact.
Sure.
And so if you're going to do any kind of awareness, yeah. certainly not for the vaccines, because you and I both know that all they're going to do is when they start increasing this vaccination thing, that this incidence of whooping cough is only going to increase.
Oh, yeah, and that's the evidence here, because this is happening in vaccinated populations, and they continue to want to claim herd immunity issues, which is nonsense because it's not even proven, and then blame the unvaccinated families, if you will. Yet it explains nothing, because the fully vaccinated kids are getting this because, as you said, it's hygienic practices more than anything else. Yes, there are immune deficiencies in a lot of children, but I mean, they want to start with these so-called Tdap sessions, five shots, a series of five shots starting at 2 months old, when they don't even have an immune system. They couldn't respond even if it were a legitimate idea to stimulate it artificially, which we would argue against. But even if it were to start at 2 months, it's insane.
Yeah, it's actually more than insane, and I actually noticed some of the comments in that article down below where somebody's saying that it's sad that these anti-vaccine cultists are spreading this propaganda, and not to give a child a vaccine is child abuse, plain and simple. And these are the types of propaganda that's being spread in order to try to prevent people from questioning this issue, because first – they argued the science. So now when the science is on our side and they don't have that, now they're trying to promote this concept that parents that don't vaccinate the children are guilty of child abuse of their child and guilty of endangering the children of other parents. And again, you and I have discussed this before. If these other parents have vaccinated the children, then what do they have to be worried about? Why are they worried that our kids that are not vaccinated
yep.
are going to cause a problem in their kids because their kids have the vaccine? So yes. Why should they be worried?
Well, it makes too much sense. I love the response to that one about the vaccine cult, right? Anti-vaccine cult. This guy, Irwin, writes, vaccination should be criminalized and all vaccine pushers jailed, because as far as I'm concerned, vaccination is an organized criminal enterprise dressed up as disease prevention by means of junk science. So, yeah. Touche on that. That was a pretty nice response.
Yeah, it's a very nice response, absolutely.
Yeah, so we're looking at an awakening. And you know what we're finding out about all of these little social media things and comments on that? A lot of times these are what we call trolls from PR firms that specifically designed to work the social media and respond to news stories to kind of mold public opinion and thought. So a lot of times these are phony people. They're like Paul Offit wannabes that are just being paid shills through public relations firms.
Robert, it's actually far worse than that. They actually are not just using public relations firms. They're hiring people left, right, and center in the Philippines and India to blog on some of these issues. These are not professionals, yet they're posed as professionals. In fact, in my situation, when the medical board was trying to ruin my name, they had the propaganda wheel mm-hmm. going against me. And one of the interesting things was that anytime somebody would say something on the internet and defend me, and I never got on the internet to read any of this stuff, but my staff right. did sometimes. And every time somebody would say something to defend me, there were always 8 or 9 very vicious attacks, not only against me, but against the person who tried to defend me. And there was a pattern that developed, and it ended up being that there were 12 specific people all over the internet that anytime somebody would defend me, would come and start attacking and land bashing those individuals that try to defend me. Mm-hmm. And one of my IT guys started noticing this pattern and started tracking it. And there were always these 12 people. There were, I think it was 4 women, and there were, I guess, 8 men, or maybe it was 5 women and 7 men. I don't remember, but it was more men than women, but always same 12. One of my patients works as a
is he an information technology as well?
Yes, he's a security analyst for a large firm, and he deals with their internet and computer security systems. And he actually was in his past life a hacker. He, in fact, he told me, he said, who best to create a security system than a thief who is, or somebody who breaks into secured areas, because they know how to break in. So to get the best security, you need to hire somebody who knows how to break into these things. And that's how he actually got hired out of college, because his side job, or what he liked to do as a hobby, was he was a hacker. And I treated his daughter, and she got better, and he was very grateful. And at a couple of different conferences, this is back in 2006, 2007, he was one of the parents that always showed up for support, to listen. He told me he always learned something new when he came to these various conferences, and he always insisted that if there was ever an opportunity for him to help me in any which way possible, that he would be honored to do so. Well, when the medical board started their antics, and when this pattern was noticed of these 12 people, he decided to look into this on his own accord and contacted me back. It took him a couple of weeks, and he said that, you're not going to believe this, Dr. Pattar, but those 12 individuals, 5 women, 7 men, are actually only 2 people. He traced it all back to 2 ISP addresses.
IP addresses, yeah. That's sensational. That's the kind of revelation. You were way ahead of your time in discovering that, because even like the most recent case, which we commented on last week, and Cooksey was very flattered that you would say he could come in under your license should they try to attack him again, the board, the North Carolina Dietetics Board. But we also found out that, you know, one PR company was hired and they were working to target him. It was a much lower level concern, but still it was fascinating what it revealed, exactly what you saw happen many years ago.
And Robert, what's interesting is that those two people, those two individuals that they tracked back to the 2 ISP addresses, is that what it's called, ISP?
IP addresses.
IP addresses, right. I'm sorry, I know it's something like that, the acronym, whatever it is. So the 2 IP addresses that they traced it back to were 2 individuals that were both doctors, and both of them are card-carrying members of an organization called Quackbusters. And what's really interesting is that both of them had been hiding behind 2 of their aliases, and I think, I don't even remember now, they're pretty well-known aliases, and J.B. Hanley and a number of other well-known people have just land-blasted them and basically exposed them for what they are. But they were posing as women, and they were both men, both physicians.
Yeah.
And my question was that, you know, why, first of all, one was a surgeon, and my question, I posed this question to him, I said, first of all, why is it that you make these opinions, but you won't disclose who you are, your real identity? And then, of course, I named it, since this gentleman was able to get me the real name.
Yes.
That, you know, why is it that you won't expose yourself that you are a physician, a surgeon? And secondly, how is it possible that if you're a practicing surgeon that you post all over the place 24 hours a day practically? When do you have time to actually see patients?
Right.
And it was left at that, and it was never responded.
Never responded, of course. And that's an ongoing discussion, too, with the doctor's data versus Stephen Barrett. We've covered on the show here. Tim Boland's been helping with that one. And it's huge. It's uncovering a really nasty web throughout, as you said, all over the world, how the Quackbusters have conspired through deception, never coming out as to their identity in most cases, to attack and defame and defraud people on these subjects where it potentially could harm the pharmaceutical industrial complex in total. So this has been ongoing, and you've been the target. I mean, as they say, you know, you're over the target when you become the target. You're getting the flak, so to speak. So all the work you've been doing has obviously been very threatening to them.
You did get a hold of that gentleman, the one with the diet, the Paleolithic diet here in North Carolina, because I never did hear back from you about that.
Yep. Yeah. I'm trying to get you to connect. He's been so busy. It's been amazing what's happening, because a lot of people have recognized the good works that he did by just sharing. And, you know, he's like a guy, just as I said, a Southern boy, just a real nice guy that just found a way and decided to share it. And it's like almost overwhelming. But I have to admit, and I'm happy to do so, that he's way smarter than any dietitian you'll ever meet.
That's a great. Maybe I can get some of our patients to benefit from some of the information as well.
Yeah, well, we'll work on connecting you two this week as well, as busy as it's been. But let's take a break here. Also, I do want to follow up, coming back to the whooping cough, because I know people are going to say, well, Dr. Pattar, what should we do? Should our child succumb to this even temporarily? Can we do a few things? We'll throw out some ideas for you as well. On the other side of this break, lots more healing to go. Advanced Medicine Monday. Remember, for those of you new to the show and new to Advanced Medicine Monday, the Medical Rewind with Dr. Pattar, he is the author of the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to keep the doctor away. And it is sensational. It's one of those basics when people say, where do I start? I'll usually say, start there. Get the book. We've got the links up at robertscottbell.com in the show notes. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, anytime we talk about different ailments, diseases, etc., we like to also pepper in some natural options for you. You know, I deal with homeopathic medicine, of course, with whooping cough all of the time. It is not difficult to do. And in fact, I also, as well as Dr. Batar, utilize a silver hydrosol often for different ailments, respiratory, sinus, and such. I nebulize silver into the lungs for people. There's a lot of things we can do. And Dr. Batar, on top of the couple of things I just mentioned, what else can you see for children with whooping cough?
Well, I think that nebulizing the silver is a great way of doing it, Robert. Mm-hmm. I have had great success with that. It's simple. You can buy a nebulizer in any pharmacy. It costs $20-$30. You mix it half and half with normal saline or even just water, and it works phenomenally.
Yep, and I do, like I said, I just do it straight like that, and it's brilliant. It's simple. And, of course, homeopathic remedies. I've covered lung remedies, and you can go back and listen to a lot of the times that Dr. Batar and I have done these advanced medicine shows. They're all available for download at medicalrewind.com as well as a link through robertscottbell.com. Any other we talked at one point about an immune-boosting type or supporting tonic or something that you had as well. Is that something you've done for kids or just for adults?
There's actually applications for both adults and children. Mm-hmm. They're all herbal, and there's a couple of different ones. One is Cat's Claw or Una de Gato.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is Noni. We have a couple different versions of these herbals. They're not homeopathics. They are herbal extracts, and then we mix them in a certain combination, and they have antiviral, antibacterial property, and then we also have some that stimulates the lymphatics, and another one that actually is very effective as a natural antifungal, and we use the combination of all four, and that's the elixir, if you will. We titrate it by drops, and we call it the CBNS protocol.
The CBNS, I remember, yeah. Now, is this something that is only available to your patients, or is this something that people can order from all over the world that are listening or all over the United States?
Well, Robert, it's actually only been available to our patients and only to doctors that go through our training program. But this is something that was brought up to me about a month and a half ago by my IT department. And they said that they had so many requests coming in, probably a dozen or more requests every week by doctors asking to, you know, carry the products for their patients. And what I decided, and I don't even know that I've talked to you about this, but
no.
This almost sounds like we planned this to come.
I'm excited. I think I know where this is going, but I can't wait. Go ahead.
I think that for people that are listening to the show, I think we should make it available to them only because they're aware of what we're doing and how we're doing it and why we're doing it.
Yes.
And I don't want to make it one problem. I'll tell you the truth is one problem for me is that I have always had a problem with the people that are making certain components for us, certain of our custom formulations as far as supply is concerned. Yeah. We often get to a point where they can't keep up with our own supply. So my concern is that I want to make sure that at least I can supply my patients and the doctors that have come through our training program. That's my primary issue.
Sure.
Now we are fortunate that we're getting some suppliers that have enough good quality raw products that they can make what we need, and they've been able to keep up with our demand. But they've at least three different times I've had problems where we've not been able to get our own products because the raw supply was in limited availability. So
sure.
I think that we should do that. If you're open to that, we can set up a link and let people, if they want to get it, as long as they won't know about this. So in other words, it won't be open, but we can set up a special link
okay.
for people that listen to the show because those will be the only people that will have access to it. So we don't have to worry about anybody else. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I would really like that because so many people are listening all over the past year and a half or so now that would be amenable and open to plugging into this because we're all looking for better tools to efficiently modulate and restart an immune system that is often corrupted in childhood and adulthood. So we'll keep you up to date on that. Like I said, I didn't know this was where we're going to talk about, but certainly I'm pleased to hear that that's a possibility as we provide the tools that are not out there in the medical community at large, but certainly need to be. And I'm glad also that the doctors that you're training are open to this as well. It's only going to be the benefit of all of their patients.
Well, you know, the thing is, Robert, if you look at besides transtetropin, we've never marketed any of our products, and we have 178 different products, but we don't market them. You've never heard me talk about any of our products, have you?
No, we've only talked about Trans-D, and we've mentioned the protocols before, but I think it's time to do it, honestly. There's so much of a need, and it's so far more than we could probably ever meet, but at the same point, those that are already aware and awake, why not let it loose for them?
No, absolutely, and again, like they'll be the only people that hear about it because they'll be on the radio show. It's not like we're advertising or anything, but I will tell you that one of the biggest criticisms that I got on our book was that I talked about a program called the Ahead Map, and we've talked about this about a year ago. You and I talked about this on the show, but the Ahead Map is getting closer and closer to being completed. We ran into a couple of snafus because this is a neural network, and the neural network is actually assessing based upon how the patient answers the questions, how the individual answers the subjective SF-36 patient outcome-based type questions.
Go.
And these questions essentially will determine the various organ systems as far as the detoxification organ systems, how they're functioning and what support they may need. So specifically, we're looking at gastrointestinal system, the hepatic system or the liver, the renal system or the kidneys, the skin, lymphatics, gallbladder, and then we're also looking at pH because systemic pH is that's a whole other topic.
Sure.
And I've never been one that has really jumped on the bandwagon with pH, but we do know that when systemic pH is a little bit more alkaline, then the body's ability to get rid of certain toxins is better. Now, that's not to say that in the gastric area, the pH is not one in the, mm-hmm. you know, 2 feet past the pyloric sphincter, you've got a pH of 14. So we know that the pH in various vectors in the body are
Extremely different, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So what we're looking at is just the overall systemic pH. But regardless, our goal is with that AHEAD map to, and the AHEAD map stands for, AHEAD is Advanced Health Evaluation and Assessment for Detoxification, and MAP is Medical Assessment Program. So I mentioned this in the book. We were planning on having it ready to go the same month that the book was released, and unfortunately, due to the fact that the neural network was far more complicated than we expected, and there were certain components that had to be weighed out where one organ system may be related to one particular protocol, but then another protocol may actually have a higher relevance, even though it may not be the most appropriate for that particular organ system, but it'll hit four different organ systems, meaning it'll hit the renal, it'll hit the hepatic, it'll hit the skin, it'll hit the pH, whereas the other one may only hit the gastrointestinal, but won't hit those other ones. And so the prioritization of how we had these protocols set up was not programmed into the neural network correctly, and then the neural network learns as it goes. So we had to kind of go back and revamp it. This has been a project I've been working on for 8 years, and you know, as it gets close to completion, we see either a new component that we can add into it that's come to fruition due to the technological advances that are occurring, or we'll find something where there was a deficiency within what we had created. And so we haven't been able to put it out, but you know, Robert, I'm a little anal retentive. You know me well enough to know that I don't want to put out something until it's perfect. So that was one of the problems. And I am very, very close now. We're hoping that sometime in the next month or two, we can actually run out a beta program or roll out a beta program and then have patients give us input, go through it, and then once that program is in place, essentially it will be using a weight system, a neural network that will determine what the person needs in order to optimize their ability to detoxify. And the goal is that within 30 to 45 days, a person has a marked, measurable, objectively substantiated improvement. And it's got 125 clinical years of experience behind it. Myself and some of my colleagues, doctors, have gone through my training program that helped to contribute to it. So we're very excited about that component. And that was what my whole goal was, that once we get this out, we can put it out to the world and everybody can benefit from it. But we're at that point now, finally, that we can release it.
All right. Well, we got a lot of good things to look forward to, including another segment here on Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar. And I'm going to revisit the radiation issue with Dr. Batar, because as we opened the show today earlier about the Fukushima issue that Mike Adams is bringing up, the disaster that is happening there, it could get worse. We don't know, but the potential is there. So we want to remind you of those things, as well as another battle happening, radiation in mammography versus heat detection in thermography, and now they're claiming the radiation is better again. Oh my gosh, we got to talk about that and more on the other side of this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes
like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world and a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco-Benefit in New York City and live-streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, wouldn't it be cool to meet Dr. Bitar in person? Yes, you can. You can do this at the Alive Foundation, the award ceremony. He's going to be there. I'm going to be there. We're all going to be there. That's June 29th,
Robert,
30th.
Wasn't that exciting for you when you met me personally?
Was it that exciting? I think it was.
Yes, it was.
You were touted heavily by my dear friends, and you become family since then, of course, you know. So right. I was very excited. They were telling me all about you, this guy. So, but yeah, because you carried that energy with you that was just so sensational and so fearless that, of course, there was an alignment right from the get-go, and who knew where it would end up leading years later.
Yeah, that's true. That was over a decade ago, actually, now that we think about it. That was Ann and Alden you're talking about.
Yep, my dear friends. And so a lot of things that have happened since then. You never know how those seeds are planted for the future. And here we are, you know, outreaching to the world in ways that who knew we could have been doing. And, yeah. You know, this is the Alive Foundation where they're bringing you in to speak and honoring you as well. And I'll be there broadcasting. It's going to be very exciting.
It will be exciting.
Yeah, so look forward to that. And those of you who can't attend in New York City, there are availability to downstream or stream these things entirely, the whole thing from A to Z, from the comfort of your own computer or home. So there's a lot of options, so you don't have to miss any of it. Also, you have a little mini conference coming up in Atlanta?
Right, that's this next weekend, right?
Okay, so next weekend in Atlanta for doctors only, is there something they can contact or would they know about it?
Yeah, they can contact our office. It is a physician-only conference. But Robert, did I talk to you about the fact that we are planning on starting sometime this summer to start doing a presentation, having a two-day conference every 2 months in a different major city?
Oh, yeah. No. This is going to be – there's so much that I'm just sitting on pins and needles about, man. It's amazing what's
coming. You're going to be coming on this, hopefully, and being able to talk to you because I think that I think you could be you'd be a bigger draw than I would be.
I don't know, but we'll have fun together no matter what. We know that.
It will be fun. It definitely will be fun because I think that people want this information. Obviously, they do. Yes. Because the show is growing. But I think that to do it in a 2 day conference or a day and a half conference where certain tools can be discussed in more detail, certain indications, and certain knowledge base that's difficult to get to an individual in a radio format, we can transcend that barrier and help provide that information to people. So I'm excited for that portion.
Well, yeah, put us in the same room together. It's not containable. So that's going to be awesome. All right. So we got the radiation issue again. Fukushima, the concerns. So Mike Adams put it out yesterday. We've covered it a little bit today. You and I have talked about it as well. So I encourage everybody to go back to the archives of the downloads and listen as well. As well as this mammography versus thermography debate. I just think it's nonsense to say that we have to nuclear or ionizing radiation breast tissue to be able to detect the thing that they're going to cause by doing it, whereas temperature shifts can be detected years earlier in some cases to say, hey, there might be something going on here. Pay attention.
Well, even if it wasn't something that could be discerned by thermography, and, you know, thermography is not 100% accurate. In fact, the studies show that it's about 85, 88% accurate. The point isn't about the accuracy of thermography over mammograms. The point is that when you do a mammogram, you are actually causing damage. You are compressing the breast tissue to a point that is excruciatingly painful. I've never had it done, but that's what I've been told by people, patients, family members that have had it done, that is excruciatingly painful. And that compression that causes that trauma to the breast is just one portion of it. Then the second portion is that you're irradiating that breast. So you're actually exposing the breast tissue to an increased damaging component. And by not doing any mammograms, let's forget thermography for a second. Just to say not doing a mammogram itself is better than as far as to prevent cancer than to go and actually do the mammogram. Think about it. The people that are going to go get the mammograms, they're concerned about getting cancer. So if you're going to be concerned about getting cancer and then you go and you expose yourself to radiation under a condition that's going to cause inflammation and trauma to the breast, you're now becoming more susceptible to that very cancer that you're trying to avoid, that you're trying to prevent and catch early.
Yes.
The second thing that I want to point out is that there was a study done from China, 19,000 people, where they divided them into two groups. And one group, it wasn't 19,000, it was 28,000 people, and they followed them for 19 years, and they looked at the incidence of breast cancer from mammogram detection versus self-examination, and they found that there was no advantage from breast mammography to early detection or as far as mortality itself when you compared breast mammograms to women doing self-breast exams. So the study conclusively showed that you're going to have the same, as far as onset of diagnosis, mammogram versus self-breast exam. So why wouldn't you just rely on the self-breast exams, which are one, cheaper, two, you don't have to traumatize the breast, and three, you don't have to get any exposure to radiation.
Sure, you're less likely to bring it on inadvertently, so to speak, by the detection technology versus self-exams, etc. So this is a very important point, and we bring up the radiation in the larger context, not only medically induced, but through the issue of the nuclear radiation coming from the nuclear power plants. They're decommissioning them. Supposedly all of them in Japan are offline. France is pulling off of it. It's about time, but still in the United States, the nuclear power industry, under the monopoly that has been granted, is existing in an environment it could never exist in a free market because nobody would insure it. So in the meantime, we've got to assure or insure ourselves by doing certain things right now as background levels of radiation rise. You and I have talked about it, but maybe it's time for a quick refresher.
Well, there are many things that can be done. Unfortunately, this is where individual can't necessarily do things to protect themselves. There may be certain things that people can do, and from a homeopathic standpoint, Robert, yes, you can talk about it a lot better than I can. But the chelator is DMPS, specifically dimercaptan propionate sulfonate, which is a transdermal version that we use for our autism protocol and that I testified in front of the U.S. Congress back in 2004 regarding. That is a selective chelator for mercury, arsenic, plutonium, and uranium.
That's huge.
And as you know, that the basically the smart bombs and the dirty bombs, the radioactivity damage that we're usually being exposed to are being caused by uranium, which is the most toxic substance known to man, and plutonium, which is actually even more toxic than uranium, but it's not natural. It's synthetic. It's man-made. Right. Plutonium is made from uranium. And so the DMPS is highly effective at pulling out not only mercury, which we've all talked about in this show many times, but also the uranium and the plutonium and also arsenic.
Right.
So that is the one component that I can highly recommend. The problem is that you need a prescription to get that. You can't just get that over the counter. So that's the limiting factor there. But, Robert, you've got a lot of other suggestions from a homeopathic perspective, too.
But it is important, and that's a reactive protocol when you know you've been exposed. It's aggressively going to pull it out, so it's a life-saving measure for sure in those cases. I talk about the homeopathics that are often used, and we've had physicians on here, who some of which have been exposed through the Chernobyl, that homeopathy was a critical aspect of it. Also, sea vegetation that hadn't been contaminated with radiation because it has high levels of selenium as well, as we know. So there are a number of things, clay baths, the adsorption, the binding, these kind of things. So there are strategies that can minimize some of the damage, but in the aggressive need scenario, should there be exposure, the DMPS transdermal, I wish we had enough of you to go around to write the scripts for people to get.
Well, hopefully one day soon there will be a way for anybody to get it the way our system's set up right now, Robert. They criminalize the act of getting a prescriptive item that is only approved for compounding in the United States, which is ridiculous. You know, this is semantics. It's the way the pharmaceutical industry controls good the good synthetic medications that are out there. They control them by making them only available for compounding, which means that you can only prescribe them to an individual. They're not approved for mass manufacture.
Sure.
But they will be hopefully soon ways of people to get around that.
All right. Well, thanks for all of those tips. Remember, go out there, get the international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And I will have some copies. We're working on that up at the Autism One Conference to let everybody know about that. And there's some exciting things happening. Every time we get together, it just it gets more thrilling.
And, Robert, I think it's only going to continue getting more and more exciting because of some of the things that you and I have talked offline as well as online. So I'm really looking forward to what's happening. And it all seems to be coming to fruition in this 2012 that we've talked about as the golden age of information. So it's just a trip.
Yeah, we're letting it rip. And remember, if you're a physician, doctor, you want to go see Dr. Batar this weekend coming up in Atlanta, you can go to drbatar.com and reach them there and ask information about that. Also, remember, a live foundation coming up the end of June in New York City. We've got all the links up at robertscottbell.com. Why? Because with Dr. Batar here, it's even more true than ever. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Scott Bell Show.